Masechet Baba Batra Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet. Here we'll talk about a situation where the seller is only selling part of his field, but he doesn't specify which part of his field and which he's selling and which part of the field he's keeping for himself. Mishnah says, Ha'omed l'chaviro, hatzi sadeh ani mocher lach. Someone tells his friend, I'm selling you half of my land, but he doesn't tell him which part of the field he's selling him. Meshamenin benehen venotel hatzi sadeh. What we do is we divide the quality between them. We take the land and we understand that we turn it into two parts that have equal value, and the seller basically could choose whatever he wants. He's just told the buyer that he was selling him half of the land. That really means half the value. But he didn't tell him which parcel of land he was giving to give over to him. So therefore, from the perspective of the seller, he could always say, oh, this is the land I was selling you. This is the land I was keeping for myself. And he has that right. As long as no land was specified, the seller has the ability to choose which land he's going to keep. Even if the seller did specify generally what piece of land he was giving him, what we say is maybe he didn't really mean the actual piece of land he was giving him in the sale, but maybe he was alluding to the value of a piece of land, and we say that the seller could say that. If the seller tells his friend, I'm selling you half of my field in the south, and the seller then does not have to give the southern part of the field to the buyer. He would not have to. What rather? In this case, we say that they divide the land according to the value, and that the buyer takes a section that was worth whatever the piece of land in the south was. We evaluate, basically, and say that when the seller was saying something about his field in the south, he wasn't talking about the actual field, rather he was talking about the monetary value, and that's what he has to give over to his friend in lieu of the southern field that he promised him. If somebody's buying a field, they're obligated to not only put up fences, but to provide a piece of land that the fence is going to rest on, that's between the two halves of the field, and for other reasons. The buyer accepts upon himself that he's going to give land for the building of the fence that's going to be built between two halves of the field. Haritz v'ken haritz. And there's going to be a small trench that's dug right outside the fence, and a smaller one in between the trench and the fence, the combination of all these different things, the large trench, the small trench, the wall, everything that you have in this type of city ensures that an animal is not going to get over and cause trouble to the fields. How much land is needed to build a large trench? Answers the Mishnah, 6 tefahim. And then there's also another type of haritz, another type of trench, a small trench, which is 3 tefahim. Another tefach would need to be put between the two trenches, so the total amount of land outside the fence that the buyer has to provide is a total of 10 tefahim.